Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about Halo Reach and everything I've been doing in it so far. I've been playing a lot of deathmatch games in Halo Reach and loving it. I beat the game, and now I'm replaying the game on Legendary alone, and I'm pretty much down to the last three levels, and that's really hard. And, like, the hardest level would probably be, like, I think the sixth mission called Long Night of Solans. It's like the flying and the covering ship missions. It's like the first part is okay, and the flying part took me like an hour. But once I got on the covering ship, man, that was like a pain in the ass. It took me like maybe 3 hours to beat that part, and like maybe 5 hours total for that whole mission. So, yeah. But most of the levels, like, took me like maybe 1, maybe 2 hours tops on Legendary. So not that bad. It's just that level seems to be the hardest so far. But yeah. And as of right now, I have 43 out of the 49 achievements so far. But also, Bungie is going to be adding 10 more achievements this month for a total of 59. Right now the total is 49, but it's going to bump up to 59, and the gamer score is going to be 1,000 is what you can get right now. That's going to be bumped up to 250, so the total gamer score for Halo Reach is going to be 1,250 soon on the next update. And they're also going to add some new stuff in the rank for when you play rank games. They're also going to finally add rank mode to co-op. So if you have no one to play co-op with, there's going to be an option so you can like jump into like a mode with other people to play co-op. So that's going to be really awesome too. And speaking of co-op, I've been playing co-op for the last 2 days with my friend Ryan, who just got the game, and loving that. And last night, we played a little bit of co-op, and then we decided to play Team Deathmatch with him on my team and another friend of mine named Isaac joined us, and the three of us on a team fighting random people on another team in ranked match, and got a lot of points and stuff and moving up on the ranks. So that was a lot of fun. Played for I think like about 3 hours last night. It was awesome. But yeah, so if you love the other Halo games and you still don't have Halo Reach, I really recommend you go out and get Halo Reach. It's such a awesome game, and it's probably like my second favorite Halo game since Halo 1. Halo 1 being my favorite game of all time still. But Halo Reach is definitely a close second, followed by Halo 3 ODST and Halo 3, and Halo 2 being my least favorite, but I still enjoyed it. It's just that Halo 2 isn't as fun as the other Halo games. Well, this is all for now. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast, and until next week, catch you guys later.